Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, at Sunday's practice, the most exciting part was probably the one-on-one drills, offense versus defense.
Yeah, that was a fun 4 or 5 minutes or so. It was short-lived, but it was fun and, you know, hard to single anyone out. We don't want to do that. But Aaron Hernandez juked Dante Hightower out of his shoes. Julian Edelman juked Josh Barrett out of his shoes. Dane Fletcher also had a takedown of Julian Edelman. Those were a few of note. But again, we don't want to single anyone out. But those were just three, but it was an entertaining few minutes for the crowd.
Well, why don't we jump right into our extra points, and Brian, I'll let you kick it off.
Okay, a lot of fullback news over the last couple of days. Spencer Larson has missed a couple of practices in a row. Tony Fiametta has left the team. The Patriots signed Kareem Huggins, a fullback, on Saturday, cut him on Sunday. It leaves one man standing, at least for the time being, Eric Catani from the Navy. He's been around for a couple of years, but all of a sudden, you know, it seems like maybe he has a legitimate opportunity to, I don't know if he's going to make the team, make the final roster. I personally don't know if the team truly wants to use a fullback full-time this season or if it's more for special teams usage, but there was a lot of news about fullbacks this offseason with the number of guys that they signed. Eric Catani, the only one now, and really the only among the running backs, the only one who really has a fullback role. Be curious to see how they use him on Thursday night and if he has an opportunity here.
Right. Well, something that I think is noteworthy, we know it today was just another day of practice, but the offense looked so much better than they did on Friday, especially at the goal line drills. They were making some holes in the defense, scoring touchdowns. It almost looked a little bit too easy, so I don't know if that's bad for the defense or really good for the offense, but needless to say, completed passes, much better day for the offense.
That's amazing, the up and down nature of training camp, because I know I was talking last week about a couple straight days where the offense didn't look too good. Looked a little better today. We'll see what they can put on the field Thursday.
Right. All right. That will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.